Welcome to Why Did I Eat That audio blog. This is Kalalia Sunshine, and today I'll be reading Less Stress is Best. It has been nearly 1 year since I returned to New York after my time in Bahia, the magical state located in the northern part of Brazil. Not one day has passed without my mind wandering back there to days filled with so much beauty and peace. Tears would run down my cheeks like miniature waterfalls. And on many beach or kayaking excursions, I would whisper to myself, "Thank you. I am in heaven. Please don't let it in." Well, all things come to an end, even in paradise. And although my stress-free life in Bahia is last year's news, I work a little every day to maintain that feeling of peace and letting go of ideas, people, and things that clutter my heart and brain. My mantra is less stress is best. For approximately 15 years, I've been working on being a better self. Learning, unlearning, accepting, challenging, being still and moving on. And with every new challenge, I am humbled by experiences such as my most recent return to New York with only $430 to my name, a tiny wardrobe, and no place to call home. I remember taking a long walk and talking to myself one afternoon. "Kalalia, money is only energy. You have plenty of energy, so you will generate enough money." Kalalia, Harriet Tubman probably wore the same dress with every trip to the North, but no one speaks of this. It's about the person, not their wardrobe. Or Kalalia, how can you be homeless when you have so many people who love and care for you? Hush, woman. Be easy, be kind, and be in action. The rest will sort itself out. It's called motivational self-speaking. I do it all the time. These words carried me through the rough days when I felt lost between two worlds, rainforest and concrete jungle. I take comfort in knowing that everything is temporary. Change is constant. Life goes on regardless of how much money you possess or how much love or respect you have for it. And the little voice in my head was right. My life is working out, and it's better than good. Give thanks. Stressing is a waste of energy and rarely does any good. Just this past week, I remembered that I'm allergic to it. Stress, that is. I made a list of the things that stress me out so that I may stay clear of them. Here's my list. Negativity, littering, rudeness, drama or flakiness, filthiness and disorganization, stressed out people, racism, intolerance, extremely cold weather. Yes, I do not like winter. And with social media, we seem to be adding more stress to our lives. For example, on Yelp, we have human beings criticizing other hardworking entrepreneurs who also are human beings for the most minor infractions. And most of them have never worked for themselves or know what it's like to run a successful business. This could go for any type of review, including art, film, products, or music. It's absurd. Everyone's a critic now. This must be stressful for some entrepreneurs and artists. So the question is, what or who is creating unnecessary stress in your world? And how do you alleviate or let go? Overeating, drinking, and smoking used to be my top stress relievers. However, when I'm tipsy, I'm a lot less productive. Plus, I eat like a lost animal, everything and almost anything. These days, when feeling overwhelmed, I typically write, listen to music, go into a shoulder stand, that's yoga, give myself Reiki, take 3 deep breaths, call a friend, exercise, or watch a movie. There are moments when I try all of them, and if that doesn't work, I'll have a glass of wine. It's important that you know yourself and your limitations. Instead of putting up with it, address it and keep flowing and growing. We all have our days, but please know that you can lead a simple, positive, and happy existence whenever you choose, wherever you are. First, you must know what you want and need to be happy. Then ask for it, and lastly, be open to letting go and receiving it. And finally, I'd love to read a quote by the Buddha himself. In the end, only 3 things matter: how much you loved, how gently you lived, and how gracefully you let go of things not meant for you.